mean, we're going to wait till the bottom of the hour, but the pride of Petoskey, Michigan, is that right?
That's
Petoskey?
Right. Yes, sir.
Did I get that right? Everybody in Petoskey, are both people in Petoskey listening to the broadcast?
I told Ross earlier, I texted my wife, and I said, well, Ross just asked me to be on the radio show. And then, of course, 2 seconds later, the whole family group chat lights up. And so I'm like, thanks, Ross. You just lit half of Petoskey, Michigan on fire. So, we got a couple of listeners, I think.
Where is Petoskey, Michigan?
Petoskey, Michigan. So we use our hand for the map.
Yes,
so,
the Great Lakes.
So
yeah.
So just way up here, right on your ring finger, all the way up there.
Yep.
Probably 40 minutes from the Mackinac Bridge to the Upper Peninsula.
Okay.
So we're in the Lower Peninsula. We're not Upers.
Okay. So Detroit is like right off my pinky, right?
No, keep going down.
Keep down further.
Yep.
Down here in the bottom of the palm,
east
right?
Side,
all right. So I lived for 3.5 years just across in Guelph, Ontario, almost 60 miles due west of Toronto.
Right over the pond.
Yeah, right over the pond from where you go. That was a little Don Munson way back in the late 1960s is what that learned how to. But I learned the love of hockey. While I was there as a young kid. All right, so tell people a little bit about your role here, because it's one that affects people way more than they understand. Because you're sitting there, director of creative services, for all this stuff. That means you're putting out a lot of stuff that comes out of here.
Yeah. So I like to explain it as kind of a three-prong process, and so there's the first prong I like to talk about is recruiting.
Right.
So all the things that we send recruits digitally and in the mail. So we'll make content, personalized content for these recruits that either our coaches will send or we'll send through Clemson FB. And then that second prong is everything internally within football. So whatever the coaches need, whatever staff needs, the things on the walls here within the Reeves football complex all runs through our office. And then the third prong there being the social media piece, which most people are the most familiar with.
Right.
And so we have a great team that that does all things graphics, video, photo, and now audio. Now the launch of our podcast, Two Right Turns, that we started this last spring. And so we between two other full-time employees, my assistants, Brooks and Jackson, doing graphics, photo, and video myself. We also team up with Creative Solutions, the athletics creative department, and which is kind of rare within college athletics that your internal creative team meshes so well with your athletics creative media team. So our team of just the three of us and some students goes from 3 to 12 in a hurry, and we're staffed with really talented individuals that are really good at their jobs creatively, are able to think outside the box and able to paint the picture with photo, graphics, and video and audio of Coach Sweeney's vision for this program and what it's like to be a Tiger and to play football here and to go to school here. So it's just a really, really neat job to come to work every single day and create something that didn't exist at the beginning of the day. And whether that's photo or video or graphics. And it's just a lot of fun to have my hand in all of that on a daily basis and be valued here.
I'm listening to you. I'm not ignoring you.
No, I
know you can see me. I'm looking on my phone. What I've done is I've gone through and I've checking the social media outlets that I know that Clemson FB is on. All right, so like Twitter, over 1 million followers on Twitter.
Yes, sir.
Instagram, it's 786,000. Facebook is 452,000. What else are we on? Are we on TikTok? Is there a TikTok?
We were no longer. But
everybody vacated TikTok for understanding reasons.
But audio, we're in that whole new sphere of
right.
Of content with our podcast. So not only is it those three majors, we're on all streaming platforms as well for our podcast.
And so the podcasts obviously have become a big thing. I mean, a really big thing. And I mean, I can tell you that even for an old man like me at 62, there are a lot of times when I'm on a drive, I'm going to pull up one of the podcasts.
I love a good podcast.
And kill them,
yeah.
just you know, you can sit there and really entertain yourself for several hours if you have a long drive ahead of you. So a lot of good stuff that's coming out. And the other thing is that I like is that the involvement of the student athlete that's going on with what you all are doing.
Yeah, with the podcast?
Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely. And so, like, we will have 2 to 3 guests on at a time with our podcast, and so we'll get a good mixture. Like we recorded 10 episodes this last season, and we got a really good mix of guys on there, whether it was staff and players or just players, and just being able to them to just to tell their story and then where they're from and to get to know them a little better. And it's funny to just listen to the guys chop up to just sitting there and talking about everything but X's and O's. And so that's been a really neat experiment and being able to, we're new in that world, but I think by the end of it all, we have a really good grasp on kind of what that world of podcast is and going forward. Like we're now doing in-season podcasts. And so we will have a new one coming out this week with Ryan Linthicum and Tristan Lee that we record today. Really good. Those two just chopping it up, talking about offensive line. And obviously they've been playing great. And so it was just really cool to kind of put them in a spotlight when they typically aren't and be able to highlight those folks and for them just to tell their story of where they are and where they're from and the love that they have. In that O-line room. It was a really neat episode.
You know, one of the things that you mentioned, folks come into this building, into the football building, and, I mean, there are graphics everywhere. I mean,
yeah, this
man loves some graphics. But they're like, you go up the stairwell. They're on the stairs.
Oh, yeah.
You know, no matter where, you know, so. But I think it's a neat thing in the building because people actually stop and take notice.
It's actually probably my favorite thing to work on. Honestly, and I wasn't really ever taught. I took it over from DJ Gordon, and same with him. He didn't go to school for graphic design or anything, but and so when I took that over for him when he was transitioning his position, and it's honestly one of like the most favorite projects I get to work on. When Coach comes up and there's a blank wall, and he's like, "What can we do here on this wall? This is, you know, we gotta have something," and just coming up with. You've got a blank canvas. I mean, 20 feet by 30 feet, and what can you do? And it's just fun to sit there and bring something to life that you walk past it every day, and it starts on your just a computer, a little computer screen, and then next thing you know, they're installing it, and it's massive, and you get to walk by it every day. So it's just a really neat thing. It's different from creating something that's just on social media and digital to where you can walk past it in the hall and be like, that's pretty cool to see.
All right, Coach Sweeney has made his way here into the conference room to join us on headset.
He likes it when I draw stuff up.
He's an artist,
and I'm like Joe, that's pretty good, isn't it? You know, I know what I want it to look like. I just can't draw it the way Joe draws it. But between the two of us, we can figure
it out. Masterpiece.
How many napkins of his have you actually kept then from drawings that have happened? Because I know
too
him.
Too many.
Yeah. Random drawings.
See, they're going to be worth something someday. Yeah. You realize that. I mean, they're going to be worth something.
I got a whole drawer.
And I always send him back at least twice. You know, I'm like, well, let's do this.
We always revisit. There's always a follow-up.
So how important is he? I mean, you know, most people think, you know, this guy he's of vital importance to you.
Oh, my gosh. Creative media is and just everything we do, the messaging, you know, you want these guys to see the message and feel the core values everywhere they go in this building and to be reminded of it all the time. It should be a constant message of what we're all about. And that takes a lot. And then, you know, and that's just one very small aspect of what Joe does. And then a lot of times, I think of something or coaches think of something and he can create it. And then all the creative media stuff, whether it's photo shoots and design of that type of stuff, recruiting, materials, I mean, videos and productions of all that stuff. I mean, he's got his hands in every aspect of it. Really, really talented, very smart, and he's from Petoskey.
We already mentioned Petoskey.
Nailed it.
Petoskey.
We won't bring up how you said it the first time, but
yeah, I don't know.
I think there was like an N in or something. There was another letter in there.
He put the Alabama on it.
Petoskey. I'm gonna get there one day.
That was good. Yeah.
So, all right. So, recruiting mailers are a big thing. I mean, you see them making national headlines, you know, all the time. Somebody's coming up with something to try to, you know, how much of a battle is that to always kind of be out there on the cutting edge of that stuff, to put something new in front of these kids?
Yeah, and these guys get mail all the time from everywhere. And so you try to think of different ways to creatively put something in front of them. And you have the rules of the NCAA of dimensions and keeping things that you can't add so much technology into them. They have to be a certain paper. They can't have a sticker on them because it's a reusable piece of material. there's so much to it. So you really do have to get creative. So you just give these guys a different experience, an opening experience. You create these folders with soft touch paper. So you think about the materials you can use. You use soft touch paper. You use things with texture and things that pop up when you open them. And they're not just your classic 8.5 by 11 mailer, because we do those too. But just to be able to tell the story of Clemson and Clemson football and the vision that Coach Sweeney has graphically, it's a challenge, but each time you try to just come up with a new way to give these kids a new experience, because they get so much mail.
And a lot of it's so social media graphic.
Right.
Social media like, graphic or a social media video that's short and, you know, captures the essence of something that we're trying to tell a story on.
Absolutely. All right. Appreciate the time. Appreciate it. We got him, so I got it. It is his show, Joe. I hate to tell you. But
thanks for having me.
Yeah, absolutely.
Appreciate it.
I love it. I mean, I love that world, and it's fascinating to me because it's always changing. It is always. Matter of fact, we have somebody here said they're checking in the show from Petoskey, Michigan. It ends in 6136. Does that ring a bell?
I've got a Petoskey rock.
Petoskey stone.
Stone.
Yeah, that's right.
Petoskey stone.
They come out of the lake?
Yeah, right on the banks, and they're like really, really rough. And like Joe's dad, there's a great story. He did a devotion one day about the Petoskey stone and how his dad would, basically grind it down to make it smooth. You want to finish that story?
Yeah. I don't know how much detail you want me to give, but yeah, in Lake Michigan, it's fossilized coral. And my dad and I would go and we would scuba dive for snorkel for these Petoskey stones. And then my dad would go and he would grind them down on a grinder. And then you take a polish and you polish them so they're soft and smooth. And they're really smooth on one side and then really rough on the other side. And so I just thought it was a really cool story about kind of the illustration that Coach talks a lot about
no either, grind.
No grind without the shine. And it either grinds you up or shines you up. And and grit, you know, it takes a certain type of grit paper to grind down and smooth out the stone. So the analogy was perfect. I had to share it. And it was just for Coach Sweeney. It was like a here we go into camp letter. Like, thanks for letting me see another camp. That's it right there. And here's this Petoskey stone. Here's this cool analogy. Yada yada. Next thing I know, I'm preaching in front of the team about a Petoskey stone. And it was honestly, it's really, really neat. So I do appreciate that time. But a core memory for me, Joe Robbins, is a Petoskey stone and snorkel with my dad
in Lake
Michigan.
I love it. Thanks for the time.
Thank you so much.
Certainly do appreciate it.
I bet Lake Michigan is cold.
Doggone right it's cold.
It is.
Yeah,
it is cold.
Rock bottom. Yeah, you're not just snorkeling in that with like a pair of trunks on. That's a wetsuit thing. You better be wearing a wetsuit.
No, but when you grow up in it, you're out there swimming and you don't care and your lips are purple and you're just like, this it's all you know.
No.
And so you're like, just throw the shampoo bottle out here too. I'll take a bath and then I'll get out. All right.
I've been in Lake Michigan in the summer as a kid. It was still cold, believe me.
Yeah,
all right. Thanks, Joe. Appreciate it. All right. I'll tell you what, we're going to take a break here because we got a bunch of text questions that have come in. So we'll take an early break here on the show. We'll come back, get right in with Coach Sweeney. Hey, Tiger fans, we want you to bring it home with Founders Federal Credit Union with services like Founders Online and the Founders app. You'll enjoy all the perks of a big bank with local 5-star personalized service. Not a member? Visit relaxjoinfounders.com to see if you qualify for membership. We'll be back with more of Tiger Hour with Dabo Sweeney.